RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Oh boy, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we're going to be talking about stretch marks. Yeah, 40 to 90% of people who develop stretch marks, and they can come from prolonged steroid use and endocrine conditions, and they definitely have a genetic component as well. So many people are wondering, how do you treat this? How do you really, you know, do they disappear? Can we make them better? Well, needless to say, our go-to dermatologist for all things stretch marks and everything else with your skin is Dr. Doris Day. She is the author of Forget the Facelift Already. I added the already part. Turn Back the Clock with Dr. Day's revolutionary 4-step program for ageless skin, and her website is myclearskin.com. What a background she has, based in New York City and also a science journalist. Well, Dr. Day, welcome back to Her Radio. And
Thank you. Thanks for that beautiful introduction. I'm blushing here.
Well, you should be blushing. Good Lord, I could be here all day reading your bio, for crying out loud. So why don't you tell everyone out there in Her Radio Land, what causes stretch marks?
Stretch marks are no fun at all, and I will tell you that pretty much every woman has them someplace, and none of us really like them. So what happens to create a stretch mark is that the skin grows and is stretched faster than it can make new skin. So it's literally stretched thin. And in between the stretch mark, you often don't notice it until you lose weight or until sometime later, if it's from having gained weight. So kids get it as they just have a growth spurt, and so you see it often in the hips and the buttocks area or around the breasts. We see it in boys also from growing, but also from gaining and losing weight in both men and women. So this is a real problem for so many people because obviously, after childbirth is another critical time where the skin is growing faster than it has a capability of creating new skin, and that stretch in certain specific stress areas creates that thinning of the skin. And you literally are missing ground substance and elements of the skin in that stretch mark. So it's a very difficult thing to fix, very difficult thing to control. I mean, you can control your rate of gain of weight to some extent, but some of it is really purely just genetic.
Right. And you know, you see women who carry a nice big baby, and, you know, once baby's delivered, they just literally pop back into place. And other women are just, you know, wall-to-wall stretch marks from the same thing. Now, so let's just hop right into treatments, because I know all of our listeners are saying, okay, I get it. It's hard. Oh, my gosh. So what do we do? What are there home treatments? Do creams help? Are there in-office treatments? Because I know you do such a comprehensive job up there in your office. So let's start right on in with home treatments.
With home treatments, there isn't anything that, you know, and the one thing we have to understand with any treatment is what is our goal, right? So our desire is to completely eliminate the stretch mark, but most of the time that's not possible. The goal is going to be to improve it. So some of the stretch marks may diminish markedly and some will diminish only a little bit, but chances are you'll have some remnants of the mark there. And the problem is that you really only see and are bothered by what you have left. There isn't anything in a home treatment that I've seen do highly dramatic results. In terms of home products, ones that contain retinol, caffeine, niacinamide, vitamin C, those can really help both strengthen the skin and stimulate some new collagen formation. So that can have a big impact in improving the stretch mark, believe it or not, even in ones that are a little bit older. So I do think it's worthwhile to look for products that are considered firming in the skin. And typically those contain retinol and often caffeine and vitamin C. So that can help. Some stretch marks are white, and that's usually an older stretch mark. Some are red in the younger ones. Just improving the skin color can make a difference. So ideally you don't tan. Tanning is bad because one is it makes the color contrast more obvious, and two is it breaks down collagen. So it's going to make stretch marks worse.
Tanning is rotten anyway. You know that as well as I do.
Oh, it's rotten.
You're Everybody the dermatologist. Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Funny.
SPF yes, yourself.
SPF and re-SPF all day long. But it's even more than that. It's being sun smart. This whole week I've been doing skin cancer screenings and seeing patients, and it's so much fun. But I see all these beautiful young women, and they all have a tan. So I just look at them, and they see the look on my face. I'm just reading their skin. I'm not judging. I never judge. But in looking at their skin, it's clearly very tan. So they look at me, and the quote of the week has been, but I wore sunscreen. So I found this picture of this beautiful woman. Well, they probably did, but the problem is if you just put it on once and then you're out all day, it's like you never wore it. You have to reapply it. You have to try to stay in the shade, try to physically protect, and just be sun smart. And if you have stress marks, you have to be extra careful. So the other home treatments are things like light-based devices. There's a few out there that may have some red light, and those can help to some extent to stimulate collagen. I think of those as being a good adjunct to something I might use in the office, but not as something that in and of itself, by itself, will really have a big impact on a stretch mark at home.
But there are all these creams out there. If you go to a pharmacy or whatever, and they promise that you'll be able to decrease your stretch marks. So what's your feeling about that?
Well, the feel it goes with if it sounds too good to be true, because stretch marks are really, really difficult. You're actually missing elements of the skin, and it's very difficult to grow that back. I haven't seen a cream do that in any great way. So the way that they make that claim is that they'll take an ingredient like retinol, which is a vitamin A, and they'll show that ingredient can stimulate collagen. And based on that, they'll make a claim. And then they'll have some people that they treated that showed that when they did it, the stretch marks were less visible. And I think that they can help. I don't object to them. But I've never seen one that, it's hard enough to do it with in-office treatments. And until recently, I didn't even think there was very much to do. I would just tell people just, try to do a spray-on tan or get creative or wait till you, let's say, from a baby, lose weight, then get a tummy tuck, and they'll cut out the stretch marks. But, it's stretch marks.
What about vitamin E? People say to rub vitamin E on those things.
So vitamin E, if you were going to take a vitamin E supplement, like a capsule, that's the liquid capsules, and break it open and put it on the skin, it's completely different than what we use on the skin. It would have zero effect. It would be a total waste of money. So don't do that because it doesn't work. And it may probably even have irritancy. But if you have a vitamin E cream that's part of like a vitamin C, vitamin E retinol, then that can have a nice impact.
And okay, that I don't makes sense.
But it has to be designed for the skin.
Right. So really, the message here is that stretch marks are really hard. They're really hard to
but they're not impossible.
To treat. Not impossible. You've got to put some thought into it. What I would highly recommend is that you run on over to Dr. Doris Day's book, Forget the Facelift, Turn Back the Clock with Dr. Day's Revolutionary 4-Step Program for Ageless Skin, and get on over to her website as well, which is myclearskin.com, and really take into consideration everything we've talked about today in the segment, because what we're really saying is there's no magic miracles out there. Everyone's different, and at the end of the day, you have to have a strategy. And frankly, if I had an issue, what I would do is I would just rush on over to Dr. Day and knock on her door and ask her, which means that, how about getting a nice consultation already? and just trying to figure out what you're doing here, for crying out loud. All right, so we've been talking about how to treat stretch marks with our go-to dermatologist, Dr. Doris Day. Doris, thank you for being on her radio once again. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Please, whatever you do, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter if you got a question for us. Email us at askher@radiomd.com. Why? Because we want you to stay well.